inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
Preparing for the rain in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and with us online is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. We're hoping. We got our hopes up.
There's a forecast of scattered rain showers for today, at least through part of the weekend, and maybe a chance of rain for late this weekend. And it's been awfully dry, you know, over the last few weeks. What should we be doing here, or what should we expect when that rain does fall?
Well, a couple of things are likely to happen. For one thing, the cherries are starting to ripen. We've started picking a few pie cherries. And unfortunately, what happens when rain comes down, particularly after a dry spell, is that those cherries will explode, and then they get moldy and rotten. So that's something for folks to watch their cherries closely, pick them if they're ready. Don't just leave them on the tree, because they aren't going to get necessarily any better on that. Same thing happens with some other plants. Like cabbages. I mean, exploding cabbages sound like an interesting rock group or something, I suppose. But if the cabbages are close to being mature, it's been kind of dry, that's an understatement, they can also explode, crack open, because sudden water will cause sudden growth, and they can break open. And the same, which we can't hear or see, is that potatoes, even if they don't have a consistent moisture in the ground, that some varieties of potatoes will crack underground. We usually can't hear that, however.
Is there something we can do to kind of mitigate that, or at least kind of lessen the effects of that, like heavy watering ahead of time, ahead of the rains?
Actually, preferably not heavy watering, but rather gentle, slow watering. Again, consistent moisture is the key here. So that it isn't a sudden change from being very dry to being wet. I mean, I'm watching carefully my garlic, kind of for the same reason. They aren't going to explode, but the dry soil is great. Ideally, 2 weeks before we quit watering, before harvest. Well, usually we don't have that choice. But what may happen there is that, and we can talk more about that next week on when is the garlic ready, but we don't want to lose the skins because of wet soil, which stimulates fungus, which attacks those. And, I guess we should watch out for slugs, too, which will start dancing in the streets when it starts raining.
Well, speaking of pests, there's another type of pest that's been kind of showing up in the Juneau area, right?
We've seen them the last couple of years more and more, it seems like. And I just yesterday, as I'm thinning apples on my tree, the first of the little tussock moth caterpillars, that commonly called woolly bears around here, where we've seen them in other years pretty thick and more, they're eating, in this case, on my apple leaves, but they'll also eat on other stuff. I mean, I've seen them eating the alder leaves, no big deal there. We got plenty of alder leaves, but we don't have to be nice to them. Squish them when you see them, although people have to be careful, too, because some folks are very sensitive to those hairs, can cause dermatitis or some allergic reactions.
Oh, but they're so fuzzy and cute looking.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, so are porcupines until you get up close.
In the past several weeks, we've gotten a bunch of questions from listeners, and maybe we can tackle one of them here if you're game.
Sure.
Sam writes, I have a dwarf rhodie that will not bloom. I gave it acid fertilizer and compost each spring and fall. What am I doing wrong?
It sounds like he's doing the right thing for the plant. I mean, the fertilizing and using the correct fertilizer, and timing is important. But the one question I would have if I could talk to him would be, is this in the shade? The dwarf rhodies particularly need full sun to bloom. Compared to the big ones, the big ones, they may get 4 to 6 or more feet tall, can tolerate some shade. So that's the one thing that I could think of that might be inhibiting blooming.
Okay. And finally, before we go here, anything else that we should be doing in our garden as far as supporting our plants or anything else?
For the same, not quite the same reason they don't explode, but the delphiniums make sure they are supported. because it seems like normally they are starting to bloom now, which is beautiful. But when the rains come, rains and usually with wind, then those flowers collect the water and they fall over. And then, which I suppose if you want to cut, certainly we can cut a bunch of blooms, cut a bunch of stems, share them with all your friends. But if we can get them staked and tied up that they don't go over, then we can enjoy them longer in the garden.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall.
Pulling weeds and picking stones.